Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Journey Through Hell with Mental Health Conditions, El Infierno de las Enfermedades Mentales. I hope everyone is doing well and enjoying good mental health. Please remember to follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. If you or someone you know would like to be a part of one of our episodes, please contact me. My email address is carcorey@pm.me. Or you can send me a private message through Facebook or Instagram. Thank you for helping us to create awareness about mental health. We never know who might be going through difficult times due to depression, bipolar situations, or any other condition. Well, today we have our first guest from Europe, in specific from Belgium. We have Grayson Pfeiffer, who is the author of the book Sharing My Light and Healing Energy: Journey to Through Self. Hello, Grayson. Thank you very much for being part of this new episode of Journey Through Hell with Mental Health Conditions.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us something about you?
Yes. So, like you said, I'm Dresden, 31 years old, living in Belgium. Currently, I'm having an administration job full time, but I sense that I'm meant to do something more. And my first step in that journey is my book, of course. Yeah, and who knows, later I could become a coach. Who knows?
Okay. All right. Hey, that is very nice. And Grayson, we're going to start, as we usually do, with other guests, by asking, what kind of mental conditions have you gone through, and since when?
I'm not aware of any mental conditions, but I do know that I have been processing through some trauma, that I have accumulated limited beliefs from my childhood, from my father, the generational trauma bringing, and that's since 2019, 2020 that started to come up.
Has somehow all this trauma interfere with your personal and professional life?
In the beginning, yes, but I didn't really needed to be on sick leave because it was the beginning of COVID, and we were forced to do teleworking at home. So I used meditations to calm my emotions and my nervous system. So actually, when I elevated my vibration, I didn't feel any interference.
Okay, and at some point, did you find did you try to look for medical help in terms of a psychiatrist, psychologist, therapist, medication?
No, but usually I took like medicine for my headaches. But when I was doing the medication and the energy healing work, I discovered that my headaches were suppressed emotions that wanted to be released.
Okay, and tell us more about your journey through discovering yourself. What did you
Yes.
do? When did you start,
Yes.
and what happened?
So I received a trigger. Mostly people find out about this through burnout or anything else. But I found that through a trigger of a friend of mine. She started to pull back her energy. And me, I was like, I didn't understand. I didn't get any explanation. And it really felt like I was abandoned again. I had abandonment issues because many people have had left without any explanation. So I thought it was something that I did. I took it personally. But furthermore, the journey, I discovered that it had to do with something that they must have experienced as well. And then I thought it must have been unintentionally because they weren't aware of what they were doing. Because mm-hmm. everyone has unprocessed trauma and limited beliefs. And at some point in our lives, it comes up. It comes up and whether or not we're ready to deal with it, you know. Some suppress it again. And I think we're afraid to feel those emotions again.
Okay, and you were mentioning that you were practicing meditation. Is that the only thing that you did to deal with your trauma?
In the beginning, yes, because I felt light. I felt it come up lightly. It was like comfortable and easy to deal with. I also listened to sambas, like the chakra, you know, mm-hmm. the root chakra, the sacral chakra, because I have learned and read that there was also, for example, if we feel guilty, if we feel fearful, then that's a root chakra that we need to work on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I guess that is part of the mm-hmm. the whole meditation that you do.
Yeah.
Do you practice, for instance, mindful meditation? Mindfulness?
Yes. Correct. And also I had this inner child meditation that helped me to reconnect with my inner child, because the inner child is a younger version of us, which may be still stuck in the past. And as we grow up, yes, we are aware of what happens, but that inner child is still blocking us and still asking for our attention. So through meditation, I helped her, I reparented her, and I gave her what she needed when I didn't receive it myself, right? From my parents or from any other caregivers.
You're talking about meditation in the same way people talk about spirituality.
Yes, correct. So, yeah.
Are they, in your case, are they correlated, your meditation and your spirituality? To find yourself,
yes.
your
yes.
the child within yourself?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and how was how has been that journey since you started doing meditation and finding yourself?
It became better, actually. I understood why the things had to happen, because we all are here to learn lessons. And I gained that consciousness, that higher awareness, you know, why things happened the way they did. And I have forgiven my father, because I feel like I triggered something in him, because I was too intense. I was too much for him. I must have triggered something in him that he didn't manage to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have managed to forgive him, but I still am processing those emotions. So I prefer not to stay in touch with him until I have processed everything, you know?
So let's say that you are in the process of forgiving other people for the damage
yes.
that they have yes. done to you.
Yes.
Has
because it's
easy?
Our yeah, it's our responsibility to heal. That trauma, because if we do nothing, then we keep continuing mm-hmm. to attract the same people who will do the same things eventually to us.
In the past, we had some guests who mm-hmm. who said that they had to cut off relationships with friends and other people
yes.
because they didn't benefit from those
yes.
friendships.
Have
yes. you cut off with your dad and with friends or other relatives that don't help you? That they don't understand you, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Only my father mm-hmm. and a few friends, because I feel like some people are only meant to be in our lives for just a little while to teach us that lesson. And when we get that lesson, those people disappear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the sooner we let go of those people, the better, because then we attract the people who resonate with us. And now I am in a good place and I'm attracting and inviting those people in. So I'm very happy about this.
So you had to find a new group of friends.
Yes.
Who understand your situation.
Yes, correct.
And how is that support working? Is it helping you to improve your trauma?
Yes, it does, because recently I had this energy healing session with a friend, and I was meditating, or I listened to a frequency, and I suddenly a limited belief came up that I was feeling unworthy to receive love. And it all comes back to those people who let me down in the past. But that was still a limited belief that I needed to work on, and I needed to release that in order to make it click, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people have to cut off ties with family or relatives or friends to do better. How do people in Belgium treat mental health conditions like trauma, depression, anxiety? How do Belgium in general as a society deal with these issues? Is there a stigma about these issues?
I think in general, people are a little bit closed off. They are afraid to open up. But that's something cultural, you know? But I am trying to, with my connections, I am trying to release that stigma and trying to inspire people to share their stories. Because when you open up, you'll ultimately feel better. You will feel understood, because I thought at first that not everyone is going through the same things that I am going through, but I have been reading books from authors who have been experiencing the same. And then I thought, yes, okay, we're all in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in the same boat, where we experience this at different ages.
In the U.S., where I live, and in Latin America, there's a lot of stigma about mental health conditions, and people don't talk about that. So you are telling me that even Europe, in what we could be called a first world continent, there is a lot of stigma as well.
Yeah, correct. Even spirituality, I don't see a lot of spiritual contents of my connections or like groups here in Belgium. I see them more in United States. I see them more in Australia. I see them more in the Netherlands. But I think it's normal, because people here are not like sharing and open about what they have been experiencing, you know?
Okay.
In my opinion, I can be wrong, but it's in my opinion. Right.
Yeah, it's your own personal opinion. Mm-hmm. You live there, and you can see what happens in society. But but I guess the government provides good mental health or good care for people if they need it, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Can you tell us more about as we mentioned at the beginning of the episode? Mm-hmm. You are the author of the book, Sharing My Light and Healing Energy, Journeys Through Self. Can you tell us more about your book?
I can say that it happens surprisingly, unexpectedly. I didn't expect for me to become an author, but it started with a blog, because I felt like the universe was trying to push me into writing, in sharing my story. So I thought, why not start a blog first and see what kind of reactions come out of that? And then suddenly I had more blogs than I thought, like 100 or so. And then I asked the universe, what do you want me to do next? And then I get a notch. I get signs from synchronicities from people who had a book about their story as well. And then I thought, yeah, it became clear. I had to go through with this. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's like I was co-creating with the universe. They were channeling messages through me, using me as a medium, like we hear multiple times from others. Yeah, and then it just flowed. And then I had to have my cell phone with me all the time, because when I was in the supermarket or when I was outside, I would receive those messages. And when I came home hours later, I would have forgotten about them. Then I thought, oh, they're passing them on to someone else. So yeah, I always had that notebook with me.
Well, you became an author without really knowing that you were going to
be.
I'm doing this podcast without knowing that I was going to do it. So
And sometimes it's just about taking those small steps. You don't need to know the whole story. You don't need to have the whole picture. You just need to get going, and the universe will kind of show you the way how, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. Sometimes I think we have to go through really bad experiences, your trauma, like my depression, to find what we want to do, what we need to do.
Yes, that's it.
And do you share, you're sharing through your book, mm-hmm. what happened to you? I read that you learned Reiki.
Yeah, I did.
To learn how to work with energy. Is that been helpful, Reiki?
Yes, to unblock the energy. But now I have been I had the third session with an energy healer using Theta. Theta mm-hmm. healing. It's also a form of energy healing, and I must say that works better. That works even deeper. To remove the limited beliefs. Reiki is okay to experience flow in the body, but if you really want to address the deeper trauma, then I would say Theta is a better method.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. And do you find it hard to share all your trauma, everything that you have gone through with other people in your book? Did you find it some kind of I cannot do this, but I have to do it?
No, I never felt forced. But I was hesitant to use my real name, because Gresson is just a pen name. Mm-hmm. Because back then I wasn't really ready to share my story with my real name.
Yeah. And at some point, do you think you are going to use your real name?
Maybe it's been crossing my mind, but to be consistent, I will still use Gresson, I think, to be consistent, because the first book is already out with my pen name. Mm-hmm. So I think I will just continue with that, you know.
Okay. Yeah. And tell me something about your book. Mm-hmm. I suppose that your friends, family, and other people around you have read it.
Yeah.
What is the reaction? Did they know that you were going through all these things? or did they discover all this information about you when reading the book?
Yes, they did. But I was like, in the beginning, I felt the nudge to finish the book first before telling my family and my mother. And I recall the reaction of my mother. She was so surprised, because she didn't even know that I was working on something.
So your mother didn't know about all this trauma that you went through?
She knew, but I think I must have gotten it from her DNA, because we were both closed off people. We don't tend to share that much. Now, but during my healing journey, I learned that it's better to open up because my story may help someone else.
Yeah. Do you think your story is similar to the story of many other people around there?
Yes,
out there?
For sure. But I feel like we experience it all differently because when I'm reading mm-hmm. those books, I am mostly surprised because some others, yes, they have experienced physical abuse like me, mm-hmm. but they also have experienced sexual trauma that is much worse than what I have experienced. So I consider myself lucky to have discovered this also at a young age, that awareness.
Now you mentioned your mom is from Vietnam, right?
No, Philippines.
The Philippines.
It's okay.
You are mentioning that you are just like your mom, very close up. Is that part of the Philippine culture?
No,
not to
no,
talk about these things.
No, not at all. But I feel okay. Wait, let me give me a little bit about my example. So I grew up in Belgium because I'm born in Belgium, mm-hmm. and at the beginning, I remember myself as more open, more like telling other people about my life, right? I was more open. And gradually, people felt that I had a different kind of energy. So I felt always excluded from groups. Before, I didn't understand why. But then it must have been in 2014 that I went back to the Philippines in my adolescent life, because when I was going there as a child, my awareness wasn't that deep yet. But when I go back in 2014, I was so surprised because my energy became more open. I felt more like myself. And then I discovered I felt more connected to my Filipino roots. But when I got back to Belgium, what happened? I suppressed it again because I always felt like I needed to behave like a Belgian due to cultural standards.
Okay, so do you think that you felt more connected to the Filipino culture?
Yes.
Because somehow they are more spiritual than
yes.
Belgian society.
And more open. Yeah, more open.
Okay, so
yeah,
you are kind of trapped in
yes.
Belgium where you don't feel this connection
yes.
with your spirit.
Yes. Yes, but then I felt this yearning in my soul.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't put a finger on it. I didn't understand it yet. So it took me like 4 trips to go back to the Philippines to really acknowledge this. And now I am more I'm more acceptive of my roots and my identity. And when I am like this, then I don't feel that yearning that much anymore. Of course, I still miss my family. I still miss the Philippines. But I started to embrace that part of me. And I eventually felt less trapped.
Wow, that is a very interesting story. The trauma that you went through to be trapped
yes.
in a society that is very close-minded in terms of
yes.
spirituality in
yes.
Belgium.
Yes, yes.
And how you found your reconnection to your
yes.
roots in the Philippines.
Yes.
It's a very
yes.
interesting journey.
Yeah, it is. It is. And somehow I feel I was born here because I needed to look from the inside out. Because we Filipinos underestimate ourselves sometimes. And I discovered that we have this unique energy. We are nurturing, we are loving, we are open, we are hospitable.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am so grateful to my mother that she remembered where she came from, because she allowed me to discover this road on myself, by myself. And mm-hmm. she would have been okay if I have been more feeling more connected to the to Belgium than the Philippines. She would have been okay with it. She would have accepted it as long as I was happy. So I'm happy. Yeah. But sometimes the opposite happens when, for example, your parents or my parents or someone else's parents migrate to another country. They adapt to that country, but they forget where they come from. Okay, we have to adjust a little bit, learn the language, but we never should forget about our true selves, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a very important thing to say, mm-hmm. because that's what happened to you. You went back to your roots and you found yourself.
Yes, correct.
Well, Grayson, this is a very interesting conversation. Yeah. And so do you think you are at the point where you have healed your soul, your mind,
that
you are not suffering from trauma anymore?
Unfortunately, I think it never stops, but it only gets better.
Well, yeah, that's right. Sometimes it just doesn't mm-hmm. stop, but you just have to keep going
But I feel I'm getting on the other side a little bit lighter because I know how to handle it now. And when you know how to handle it, then you ultimately find that higher vibration and you will find it easier to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a great story, Grayson. Mm-hmm. And one more time. Your book is Sharing My Light and Healing Energy, a journey through self. Where can mm-hmm. people find your book?
They can find it on Amazon as a paperback and an ebook.
Okay.
And if you may reach Filipino people, they can find it also in the Philippines, available on Shopee.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's great. I hope people go to Amazon and buy your book read and learn about your journey. And I guess your message would be that, what is your message through your book?
I think I have a lot of messages, but recently I have discovered that it's important to speak our truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important if we want deeper, meaningful connections, then it's important to open up to our friends what we have been through so they know how to treat us and they know our triggers. Yeah. Because if we don't open up, if we, like, for example, what happened to me, pushed away a few times without explanation, then the mind starts to create our own stories.
And you start thinking that you are the
Yeah, and you are the problem.
You are the one to blame, right?
Yes. So being vulnerable is very important and essential in relationships. And okay, how do you say that? It may hurt speaking the truth, but then people will know that you are authentic, that you're not putting a mask on, and that you're not, blooming things, that you're not pretending that everything is okay. Mm-hmm. And it may hurt for a while, but I prefer hurt for a little period than being string along for a longer period, if you know what I mean, because that causes more damage.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that people can always find ways to improve their lives, right?
Yes, correct.
The way you are doing right now and many other people are doing.
Correct. Yes.
It is hard. It is difficult to have these kind of conditions, trauma, depression, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But there is a way. There's a way out. There is a way out.
Correct.
Okay, well, Grayson, thank you very much for mm-hmm. being part of this new episode of Journey Through Hell with Mental Health Conditions. I truly appreciate you
You're
being
welcome.
Here today. And if you have friends or family members yeah. who might be interested in being part of the
the
podcast, please let them know in other
yes,
countries, in the Philippines.
Yes, I will.
There is something that I've been saying all the time. We never know who might be suffering from one of these conditions.
Yes,
the
correct,
next person
correct.
Sitting down next yeah. to us might be going through something really different. And we need to,
yeah.
to create awareness about these
yes.
conditions.
Yes, correct. That's true.
Well, Grayson, thank you very much. And I just want to say one more time to everyone watching us and listening to us that we are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Buy Grayson's book and go to her blog.
Yes.
Okay,
thank
Grayson,
you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.